and now lying on your backs. We did a little ATM. We did a little prep for the ATM. Just because this is part three of a series. And many of you weren't here for parts one and two. Just so get you just familiarized with the movements or with a movement. So lie on your back, however it's comfortable for you. And begin to scan how it is that you're making contact with the back. So, is the left side of the pelvis making more contact with the right, or vice versa? How clear is your left leg? The contact the left leg's making with the floor? Compare that to the right. Get a sense for how widely your feet are separated. Get a sense for the angle that the toes are making, how much turnout your feet have, the angles your toes are making. Are they pointed straight up, or are they pointed more towards the sides of the room? And then scan the contact you're making with the back. Feel your breath. Can you feel the breath both filling up the front of you, but can you also feel it filling up the back of you? Don't purposely do it. Just see if you can sense it. Can you sense the breath filling up the sides of you? And then take, in your own mind's eye, take a look at your right shoulder and your right shoulder blade. And see what parts of the right shoulder blade you can trace. Some parts of it will be making contact with the floor and some parts won't. And without going into too much anatomical detail or angst about how to do that, just see what you can feel. And compare it to the left shoulder and shoulder blade. Is one shoulder lying into the floor, giving its weight to the floor more clearly than the other? If you were here last week, or if you'd done the Feldenkrais lesson online, or if you've done other similar Feldenkrais lessons, can you remember what it felt like last week or previously? And how is it different now? As you're breathing, can you see, sense the entire length of your spine? From the base, from the pelvis, all the way to the base of the skull. And can you get a sense for the length of the spine? Don't try and change anything. Roll your head gently from left to right. And as you do that, see, what can you feel in the spine? The movement of your skull. How far down your spine can you sense that movement? Can you feel between your shoulder blades? Can you feel it down around the bottom of your ribcage? Is it easier to roll your head in one direction than the other? Pause with your head in the center. And now, bring your arms out to the side of your bodies at 90 degrees. So your arms form a straight line, 90 degrees away from your body. If you are, yeah, Michael, you might want to slide up or down just a little bit there. Perfect. So, in this situation, this is be a quasi review from last week. With your palms facing up, press the fingernails, all five fingernails of both hands into the floor, and let it go, and repeat that. And press all five fingernails into the floor and let it go, and repeat that. And as you do it, see if you can get a sensation of length through both of your arms growing out of your torso. So your palms are up, palms up, and press all five fingernails backwards into the mat. And see if you can press all five fingernails so you actually lift the wrist, so you bend the wrist backwards. Just see, how is it to do that? Once or twice. And leave it. Just leave it with your rest with your arms at 90 degrees like this. And now, make a soft fist with both hands. And with a soft fist with both hands, now try to press the thumbnail, extend your thumb out of the fist and press the thumbnail into the mat. And repeat it, bring it back, and repeat that movement. So just the thumbnail, very, very clearly, press the thumbnail into the mat and let it go. Make sure you're not holding your breath. Your jaw's not tight. A switch, and now start pressing your pinky into the mat. All with a soft fist of the hands. The hands have a soft fist. And switch and press your index finger, thumbnail, index finger, fingernail into the mat. So a soft fist, your index finger grows out of the fist, and you press the back of the nail into the mat. And you let it go, and then you press it again, and you let it go. And as you press, you get this feeling of length through your arms. Like there's some chi flowing out through your arms. Feldenkrais would kill me if you heard me say that. And now switch, soft fist, and now your middle finger. Press your middle finger, fingernail, into the mat. You're giving the floor the bird, a double bird. And repeat, and press it a few times. As you do this, can you get a sensation, can you sense the length of your spine? So in the scan, I asked you to sense the spine. As you press the nail into the mat and release it, can you get a sense of the spine? As you press, does anything happen to that length, sense of length? And now switch it, and now do the ring finger. This is the hardest one, generally. So from a soft fist, the ring finger uncurls out of that fist, and the fingernail presses into the mat. And you come back. Make sure you're breathing. Your jaw's not tight. That you get the sense of length coming out of your arms. And pause. Just rest like this for a moment. And now, just in a second, repeat that movement that we kind of started off with, bringing all five fingernails into the mat to lift your wrist. And try that again and see, is that any different now? And as you do that, do you get a sense of length through your arms, across the front of you? Don't force it to happen. Just see. Press the fingernails in to try and lift the wrist. And leave it. Bring your arms down by your side. And rest. So in last week's lesson, we spent a lot of time with this kind of a movement. Many, many different types of variations. And we're not going to do any more. This is just to sort of renew. And as you're lying here, get a sense for how perhaps the contact your shoulder blades make with the floor has changed. Perhaps the position of your head, the alignment of the neck has changed. Something may have changed with the legs even. And now roll over onto your stomach. Bring your right knee up. And spread your two arms out so that they're lying in the same position. Okay. And if for any chance you're more comfortable with your left knee up and facing towards the left than your right, if there's a dramatic difference, then you're feel free to switch sides and just switch the directions. Switch the directions that I give. Okay. Alright. So, in this position, try lifting the thumb away from the floor, the right thumb away from the floor, and lowering it back down. And lift the thumb away from the floor so that the pad of the hand is still making contact. It's the base of the thumb. So the entire palm is still making contact. You just lift the thumb and lower it. Lift the thumb and lower it. And see, as you do that, if you can get that sense of length coming out. It's almost as if someone was here and grabbed your thumb and lifted it up, but lifted it up and out in an arcing motion out. So lift and lower. Lift and lower. And now switch. Lift with the pinky and lower the pinky. Lift and lower the pinky. So you're bending the pinky back at the pad of the hand, at the joint, at the tip of the at the end of the palm, and lower it. So it's a move. It's always a movement. It's lifting and lowering. And again, feel the length coming through from your shoulders, through your elbow, into your wrist, through your palm, and into that finger. That length moves through your palm. And pause, and switch, and now do the index finger. Lift and lower the index finger, generating length through that finger. Maybe it's easier to feel just in the palm and then going backwards up towards your shoulder. Now, the middle finger. And feel that length from the shoulder through the upper arm to the forearm, through the wrist, into the palm, and into the middle finger. And now the ring finger. Lift and lower the ring finger. So the pads, the palm is still making contact. It's only the finger that lifts. And pause. And check in with your breathing. If any fingers were interesting to you, by all means, explore it. And now lift all five fingers together. But lift all five fingers so that the entire palm is still on the ground. So that the pads of the palm, the pads of the finger, are still making contact. And you get a sense of length from your shoulder, through your arm, into your wrist, into your palm. Those metacarpal bones in your palm are lengthening out. And then, as you lift the fingers, once the fingers are up, slowly lift the palm as well to bend the wrist backwards. So the fingers are the first to lift. Once they're up, then the palm starts to lift and the wrist bends backwards. And then keep that idea moving. The next thing, your fingers lift, your palm lifts, and then your wrist can lift. Try lifting the wrist up as well. So your entire arm lifts. In order to lift the wrist, your entire arm lifts and then lower it. So it's always the fingers first, then the palm, and then the wrist and the arm. You don't have to have the wrist back 90 degrees. It's just that's the direction. And now get a sense. Well, you know, how high can one comfortably lift the arm? With the constraint that your fingers are moving backwards. Your fingers are lifting, then the palm lifts, then you lift the arm. Okay, and pause. Roll over onto your back and lie on your back. If at any point in time it gets uncomfortable to lie, particularly with your neck, to lie in this position, then switch positions or roll over onto your back. So now, again, scan yourself. We've just done movements with the right shoulder. And can you sense a difference with the right fingers and the wrist and the arm? Can you sense a difference between your right arm shoulder and your left arm shoulder? Does one arm feel longer than the other? Does one hand feel more clear than the other? Does one side of your torso feel longer than the other? Okay. Now let's roll over onto our stomachs again, but let's switch sides. So now the left leg is up. You're facing to the left, and the arms are straight out across. So bring the left knee up. Perfect. And now, in this position, before you do anything, sense how your hand is resting on the floor. Are your fingers curled or are they long? Which parts of your palm are making contact with the floor right now? Is maybe just an edge or two making contact, or is the entire palm making contact? It's unlikely the entire palm is going to make contact. Just all on its own. You know, are any of the pads of the fingers making contact as you lie here? And then can you get a sense of how you're putting your weight of the forearm and the elbow into the mat? Or even what the height of the shoulder is, how much gap there is underneath your armpit. Now in this position, lift your thumb, your left thumb, and lower it. And again, lift it in this manner as if someone came and just took your thumb and lifted it for you, but lifted it up and out away from you, as if to lengthen your arm away from your body. So it's a lengthening movement, but it's a simple movement. Doesn't require great effort. Lift it and lower it. All the while you're breathing. And then switch and lift the pinky. Lift and lower the pinky now. And as you lift the pinky, can you feel the pad of the pinky in the floor? The pad is just the joint in the palm where the pinky bends backwards. Again, get that feeling of length from your arm. Can you sense the length all the way into the metacarpal bones of the palm? So there's a bone that runs the entire length of your palm into your pinky joint. And switch, and now do your index finger. Lift and lower your index finger. Lift and lower your index finger with length. And then lift and lower your middle finger. Lift and lower it. Lift it. And get a sense, as you lift the finger, the pad of that finger is going to press more into the floor. You don't want to press it into the floor yourself. You just get the feeling that mechanically that's what would happen. And see if you can sense that. Now do the ring finger. Lift the ring finger. And now go and do any of the fingers that you thought were interesting. Fingers that were really easy to do, fingers that were more complicated to do. You could cycle through the fingers, but be very clear. Don't just do it without attention. So be like, I'm going to do the middle finger now, and do the middle finger. And then sense up your arm. Is there anything, as you lift a finger, can you feel anything inside your shoulder? Can you feel anything inside on your sternum? And pause. And now lift all of your fingers together, but only the fingers. So the palm stays on the floor, all the fingers lift. And they lift up in this arcing motion. So they're lifting up, they're also lifting away from you. And then slowly bring, also after you lift the fingers, start lifting the palm. And bend the wrist backwards. So you lift the fingers to lift the palm, bending the wrist backwards. And lower it. Don't strain. Don't try and lift the wrist backwards more. Just lift it to where it goes. You'll be surprised at how it changes throughout the lesson. And then once this is clear, once you've lifted the palm, begin to lift the wrist and the arm. And lower it again. and repeat this movement. But now don't forget the lengthening. So you're lifting your arm up in the air, but it's as if someone came and lifted all of them for you and pulled them away from you. There's length in that arm. And get a sense for how is it to lift this arm compared to the right arm? Pay attention to your breath. To the length of your spine. And leave it and roll over onto your back. Now get a sense for how the left side of you is making contact with the floor. Has the asymmetry that had manifested itself through doing first the right arm, has that balanced itself out somewhat? Scan your spine. Do you feel any difference in the length of your spine? How the shoulder blades are making contact. Perhaps the space underneath your neck. And with that, roll over onto your stomach again. Bring the right knee up and bring the arms straight across. Now, we're going to be lifting the fingers, palm, and then the entire arm again. And now we're going to be focusing more on the arms. But one thing that's important, and I'll remind you, but we always want to lift the arm with lifting the fingers and then the palms first. So you don't have to bend the wrist back 90 degrees, but you just want to get the sense of the fingers and the palm arcing up to lift the hand. So, in this position now, again, lift the fingers to lift the palm to lift the hand. Fingers along, lift the hand and lower it a couple of times, number of times. And now, see if you can pay attention to more the center of you. How are you bringing weight onto your chest? How's the weight change on your head? The weight that your cheek is making floor. Are you able to breathe? Can you maintain those fingers, that sense of the fingers in the palm lifting and going back? And pause. And now, turn your head to look to the left. Your arms are long. And now with the right hand, lift the fingers to lift the palm to lift the hand and lower it back down. Your right knee is still up. Your head is just looking at the left hand, but you're lifting your right. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult in this position. So don't push it. Don't try and do anything. Just lift and lower it. And just get that feeling of length going through your right arm, out to your fingers. And pause. And turn your head back to the right. And now, once again, lift the fingers of the right hand to lift the palm, to lift the arm. Just see whether it's a little bit different now. It's a little bit easier to lift the right arm. And pause and roll over and lie on your back. And again, check in to the growing differences between the two sides of the body. And roll over onto your stomach again. This time bring the left knee up. Face to the left. And your arms are straight out. So they make a line. Your left knee up. And now, lift the fingers of the left hand to lift the palm, to lift the left arm and lower it. And before, we were focusing so much on the fingers and the wrist, and not that you don't want to do that anymore, but now pay attention to how you're making contact with your chest, with your head, as you lift your arm. Does your chest roll at all as you lift the arm? Can you feel your sternum pressing more or less into the floor? Does your spine between your shoulder blades sink or pause? Gently turn your head to look to the right. And again, lift the left fingers to lift the left palm, to lift the arm, and lower back down. All the while, you're thinking of length. But typically, this is a little bit more difficult. Get a sense as you lift your arm, are you lifting it straight up or are you bringing it a little bit closer to your butt or a little bit closer to your head? It's very, very tricky actually to sense that. And feel how you're pressing weight into the floor with this movement. If it gets tiring, if it hurts, take a break. In fact, pause and turn your head to look to the left. And now, a few times, let's lift the left fingers to lift the left palm, the left hand, and see whether it's any different now. And pause and roll over and lie on your back. now on your back. Sense your breathing. Sense the contact your shoulders and arms are making on the floor. But also begin to check in with the length of your spine again. This is a subtle thing and it's not easy. But can you sense any changes there? It could simply be, it's easier to sense the length of my spine now. Or it could be, there's a little bit more length in between the shoulder blades. And there's a million other possibilities. Let's roll over onto our stomachs again. Let's bring the right knee up. I'm sorry, the left knee up, my bad. The left knee up. Spread both arms out to the side. And turn your head to look to the right hand. So, again, we're going to be in this position for a little while. If it's not cozy for your neck, then turn your neck the other way or break or, you know, leave or roll over onto your back. Anything is fine. Your arms are long. And now lift the fingers of the right hand to lift the palm, to lift the hand again. And repeat that a number of times. And sense now, this is a new variation. Your head is looking towards the hand like it was before, but now the opposite knee is lifted. So how is this different? How is this different than the other ways that you've lifted the right hand? There have been two other ways that you've lifted the right hand. This is the third way now. So, what is it that changes about how you make contact with the floor? Where you feel the limitation, what doesn't move that prevents you from going higher? And all the while, you have length. Pause. And now, turn your head to look to the left hand. This is going to be variation number 4. And again, lift your right fingers to lift your palm, to lift your arm, and make it long. And again, you don't have to go to your limit. If you stay within the bounds of your limits will grow. And feel, well, it's not as easy to lift the right hand in this position, is it? But by doing it with these constraints, you're going to learn something that will inform you. Pause. Turn your head to look to the right hand. Switch your knees. With your arms long, lift the right fingers to lift the palm, to lift your arm up now. Get a sense for how is it now to lift this arm. Very nice. Has the range of possibility grown? Pause. Roll over and lie on your back. So we're doing the same movement. Just lifting the arm in this particular way with the fingers bent backwards and the palm the palm lifting. But by doing it with these different variations, each one allows your nervous system, your brain, to learn something new about how to do that movement. It's a different constraint. So that when you go back and you do the first variation, which is for most people the easiest, you sense there's something pretty dramatic different. And this change doesn't come through effort, by insisting that you meet a particular goal. I must lift the hand 27 inches off the floor, or 7 inches off the floor, or 1 inch off the floor. It comes by staying within your limits, doing movements with ease. Moshe would say reversibility and attention. So now let's roll over again. This time bring your right knee up. The right knee is up. Your arms are spread out and your face is to the left. Your arms form a continuous line across you. And now in this situation, lift the fingers of the left hand. Just lift the fingers of the left hand a couple times. So it's just the fingers of the palm. So the palm stays on the floor. Just lift the fingers a couple times. And then include the palm once or twice. And then begin lifting the left hand, the left arm. Just sense now, what is it like to lift the left arm in this position? Nice and slowly. Get a sense. Can you feel your shoulder blade moving along your back? Can you feel your spine sinking or lengthening? Can you feel your weight shift on your sternum, on your chest bone, on the front? Are you breathing? Are you clenching your jaw? Pause and turn your head to look to the right. And now bend the fingers of the left hand backwards to lift the palm, to lift the hand, and then lower it back down. And just repeat this. And see, this is the fourth variation now on this side. How is it to lift the arm in this configuration? Can you sense the clavicles on the front of you? See your chest bone, your sternum, pressing into the floor. And pause. Turn your head to the left. And switch your legs. And now bend your left fingers backwards and lift your left arm and just see. How's that go now? Should we bend the fingers backwards? Generate length. Do it a couple times. pause. And roll over onto your back. Now, check in with how you're making contact with the floor. The width of your shoulders, the length of your arms, the length of your side body, the length of your spine. And roll your head gently from left to right. And sense not only like, oh, I could roll maybe a little bit further or whatever, but like, is there, within a very small range of motion, is there a greater degree of clarity? Can you, as you roll, sense the vertebrae in your cervical spine? And pause. Roll over onto our stomachs. Bring the right knee up. Arms out in a straight line. And now, can you bend both fingers backwards? The face is looking towards the right hand. Bend both fingers backwards and both palms backwards. Don't lift your arms yet. Just both fingers backwards and both palms backwards. Can you feel what your body does to prepare for the movement? You know that you're going to be lifting your arms. What are you doing to prepare for that? Keep lifting the fingers and the palms. And check in with the shoulders, with the muscles of the arms. Do you have length? And now on the next one, slowly lift both of your arms off of the floor. And lower them. And repeat this movement many times. And can you get a sense of length as you do this? Length both through your arms, but also length growing from your pelvis out the top of your head. Would you believe? Oh, I won't say anything. Pause. And roll over onto your back. And now one more variation. Roll over onto your stomach again. Left knee up. Arms out to the sides. And now in this position, begin to bend the fingers and the palms backwards, but just those guys. And as you do that, sense your spine. Sense the length of your spine. Does it change as you lift your fingers backwards? Or perhaps is there more clarity? Does anything change in the weight that your chest, your head is making on the floor? So in doing a smaller movement where less effort is involved, it allows us to have greater sensitivity and get an acute sense for what it is that we're doing. And on the next movement, lift the arms slowly and lower them back down again. All the while maintaining length through the arms. Your head stays on the floor. And now lift your fingers and palms backwards and lift your hands just an inch off of the floor and lower them back down. And lower them back down. Can you lift them a half an inch off the floor? And as you do that, can you get a sense of, is there any shortening that goes on? So even though your fingers are bending backwards and your palm is going backwards, you know, is there any, as you initiate that movement, is there any actual shortening that happens as opposed to lengthening? And you can dial it back even, don't have to lift the arms really at all. You could just visualize the lifting, or lift them a millimeter. Pause. And now just lift the fingers backwards, so lift the palm and lift the hands, just any old way you want, and just see how it is. Nice and cozy. And now let's roll over onto the back. Let your legs go long. Your feet can be standing if you also prefer that. Sense how your shoulders are making contact with the floor now. Is it different than when you started? Is how your arm bones making contact with the floor different? More of your arm bone, the top upper arm bone, your humerus, making contact. What about the length of the spine? And roll over to your side and come up to sitting. Come up to standing. And just stand for a moment. And allow your shoulder blades to fall wherever they want on your back. But don't make them go anywhere. Just let them do their thing. Let your arms hang out of the shoulders. So you're not changing your shoulders. You're not doing what, you know, if you were in the military, you'd have to stand with a certain thing or whatever. Just let your shoulders thing be. Feel how long the arms are. And pay attention. Is this any different than it was before we started? Then if your eyes are closed, open them. And see, where is it that you're looking to? Are you looking a little bit higher on the horizon than you normally are? Is there a greater sense of uprightness? And then feel, or with your fingertips, touch your legs. Just sense like, well, where is it that my arms are? How long are my arms now relative to before? Have my arms grown at all? That's what I'm trying to get at with the touching the legs. And then just leave it and walk around a little bit.